7. The 31st year, AD 25. When Jesus returned from the journey to the Caspian Sea, he knew that his world travels were about finished. He made only one more trip outside of Palestine, and that was into Syria. After a brief visit to Capernaum, he went to Nazareth, stopping over a few days to visit. In the middle of April, he left Nazareth for Tyre. From there, he journeyed on north, tarrying for a few days at Sidon, but his destination was Antioch. This is the year of Jesus' solitary wanderings throughout Palestine and Syria. Throughout this year of travel, he was known by various names in different parts of the country. The carpenter of Nazareth, the boatbuilder of Capernaum, the scribe of Damascus, and the teacher of Alexandria. At Antioch, the Son of Man lived for over 2 months, working, observing, studying, visiting, ministering, and all the while learning how man lives, how he thinks, feels, and reacts to the environment of human existence. For 3 weeks of this period, he worked as a tent maker. He remained longer in Antioch than at any other place he visited on this trip. 10 years later, when the Apostle Paul was preaching in Antioch and heard his followers speak of the doctrines of the Damascus scribe, he little knew that his pupils had heard the voice and listened to the teachings of the Master himself. From Antioch, Jesus journeyed south along the coast to Caesarea, where he tarried for a few weeks, continuing down the coast to Joppa. From Joppa he traveled inland to Jamnia, Ashdod, and Gaza. From Gaza he took the inland trail to Beersheba, where he remained for a week. Jesus then started on his final tour as a private individual through the heart of Palestine, going from Beersheba in the south to Dan in the north. On this journey northward he stopped at Hebron, Bethlehem, where he saw his birthplace, Jerusalem — he did not visit Bethany — Beeroth, Lebona, Sichar, Shechem, Samaria, Geba, Enganim, Endor, Madon. Passing through Magdala and Capernaum, he journeyed on north, and passing east of the waters of Merom, he went by Caratha to Dan, or Caesarea Philippi. The indwelling thought adjuster now led Jesus to forsake the dwelling places of men, and betake himself up to Mount Hermon, that he might finish his work of mastering his human mind, and complete the task of effecting his full consecration to the remainder of his life work on earth. This was one of the most unusual and extraordinary epochs in the Master's earth life on Urantia. Another and very similar one was the experience he passed through when alone in the hills near Pella, just subsequent to his baptism. This period of isolation on Mount Hermon marked the termination of his purely human career, that is, the technical termination of the mortal bestowal, while the later isolation marked the beginning of the more divine phase of the bestowal. And Jesus lived alone with God for 6 weeks on the slopes of Mount Hermon.